Would you take a cough drop from a stranger?
Mornings with Ryan and Beth on Kinship Radio, and ooh, that's a thinker.
Yeah, story time. We both of us have been on trips recently.
Oh yeah,
doing some flying actually. Mm-hmm. And one thing I learned last year is I had a little bit of a tickle in my throat. I took a whole bunch of cough drops with me.
Yeah,
I'm not the only one who needs those. So, and there's nothing more right now. There's nothing more embarrassing to just have a cough you can't get rid of in a public place full of people, like a plane or a bus.
Mm-hmm.
And this year I had a ton of them. And on the trip home, on the shuttle from the airport in the cities down to Mankato, I had one left.
Oh.
And there was a little girl in a seat behind me who was hacking up along, just coughing and coughing and coughing. And finally, I turned and said to her mother, I'd understand if you say no, but I do have a cough drop. Will you take it? And she's like, yes, please. Takes the cough drop. The little girl is able to get a little bit of relief for about 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, that's blind faith because she doesn't know me. She doesn't know what I might be giving her, except it looked like a normal cough drop. And trust me, it was fine. But I was like, wow, that's blind faith. And it illustrates the idea that faith often comes out of a place of desperation.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you don't need the cough drop, you'll refuse that every time. I don't need that. But if you need salvation, if you need rescuing, then it's like we get to faith so much quicker. And I think that's why God puts us in those places of desperation sometimes, to be like, all right, you think you don't need me? Well, you do. You really do. Here's Only Ever from Alive City on Kinship Radio.